Once upon a time. Once upon a time there was a boy, and this boy said to his mum one day, "Mum, where can I meet a bear? I want to meet a really scary creature. Where do I meet a bear?" And mum, she had a think about this, and then she said, "If you go down to the bottom of the garden, where the bushes are most especially bushy and the trees are most especially tangly, why, if you sit there quietly long enough, I think you'll meet a bear." Well, the boy was just about to run out the door down to the bottom of the garden when the mum said, "Wait!" And she got him a rucksack, and she put inside a drink and two oranges and a pair of scissors, because scissors can come in ever so handy. But she gave him the very blunt sort of scissors that you only get in school. Those sorts of scissors, that's what she gave him. And so, with his rucksack, off went the boy. And he ran all the way down to the bottom of the garden. And there he found a place to sit, where the bushes were especially bushy and the trees were especially tangly. There, that's where he sat. And he waited. Well, he hadn't waited long before he could feel the ground shaking, and he could hear the bear coming behind him, until he could feel the bear's hot breath on the back of his neck, and there was the bear. And the bear grabbed the boy and put him on his back and carried him off to his hideaway in the forest. "What are you going to do with me?" said the boy. "I'm going to eat you," said the bear. "Oh," said the boy. "Well then, you're going to want a salad." "Huh?" said the bear, looking rather confused. "Mum says if you're going to have a big meal, you should always have a salad on the side, because that makes it a bit healthier." The bear was looking even more confused as the boy took the scissors out of his rucksack and went off into the forest, cutting all the greenest, most succulent-looking leaves that he could find. Before long, he'd filled his whole rucksack full of this salad and then came back to where the bear was. "You're going to need a bowl," said the boy.
"Huh?"
says the bear. "A bowl," says the boy. "Look, over there." And over there, why, there was a stone that had a bit of an indent in it. Maybe the rain had been falling on it a bit, and it had got a bit worn down like that. "That'll do," says the boy. "That can be your bowl." Well, the bear sidled over to that flat stone with a bit of a indent in the middle of it, and he picked it up and brought it back for the boy.
"There you go, then," he said.
"Right then," said the boy, and he emptied all the salad into this bowl. "Now you're going to need a plate," says the boy.
"Huh? What do I need a plate for?" says the bear.
"You're going to need a plate for your oranges." And he pulled out the two oranges and started peeling them. "There, look over there," he said. "There's a flat bit of wood. Maybe that could be your plate."
And the bear sidled over to the flat bit of wood and brought it back, gave it to the boy.
The boy put the plate down on the ground next to the bowl of salad, and he placed the orange segments on it. "Right then," said the boy, and he brought out his drink from the rucksack. He said, "Now you've got your salad, and you've got a drink, and you've got your oranges for dessert. Now you can eat me." The bear, he stared down at all these nice things that the boy had prepared for him, and then he stared at the boy. And he looked rather consternated. He said,
"Well, I don't want to eat you now. You've been so nice to me, so kind. I don't really want to eat people who are kind to me."
"Oh, all right then," said the boy. Well, then we're going to need a bit more salad. And he went off around the forest, cutting even more green and succulent leaves, so that by the end of it, why, there was enough salad for both of them. And they sat together, and they shared the salad, and they both had some of the drink, and they had an orange each. And they had such a nice time of it, they did, talking and talking and laughing together. The bear told the boy all kinds of stories about what it's like to be a bear. And the boy told the bear all kinds of stories about what it's like to be a boy. And they talked and they talked and lost track of time altogether, so that by the time it started getting dark, the boy suddenly sat up and said, "My mum's going to be ever so worried if I don't show up by nightfall." "Right then," said the bear. And he put the boy on his back again, and he ran with him out of the forest and all the way back through the countryside until at last they came to the boy's garden. And there the bear bade farewell to the boy like they were the oldest and bestest of friends. And the next morning, why, the boy wakes up and he runs downstairs to his mum. And he says, "Mum, where can I meet a tiger?" "Where do I meet a tiger? Because I want to meet all the scariest creatures in the world. Where do I meet a tiger?" And Mum, she has a think. She has a think and scratches her head. And then she says, "Well, if you really want to meet a tiger, then I think the best possible place is down the bottom of our garden, where the trees are especially tangly and the bushes are especially bushy. That's where you'll probably meet one. Go and sit there quietly, and it won't be long." Well, the boy was all ready to rush out the door when Mum said, "Wait!" And she got him his rucksack, and she put in a new drink, a couple of new oranges, and a pair of scissors. Because scissors do come in handy rather a lot of the time. And so the boy took the rucksack and dashed off down the lawn until he came to the bottom of the garden. Well, he hadn't been sitting there long before he began to hear behind him big, big, heavy tiger, pad, 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 walking ever so softly so as not to be noticed. But that didn't go so well because he was so big and he was walking pad, 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 and the boy could hear him loud and clear, and then imagined he could feel the tiger's hot breath on the back of his neck, and all of a sudden, there's the tiger. And he grabs hold of the boy and he flings him onto his back and he runs with him far, far, far away, all the way indeed to his cave in the jungle. The boy says, "What are you going to do with me?" The tiger says, "I'm going to eat you." "Oh," says the boy. "Well, if you're going to eat me, you're going to need a salad." "What?" says the tiger, looking very surprised. "You're going to need a salad if you're going to eat me," says the boy. "Mum says if you're going to have a big meal, you should always have a salad on the side, because then it's healthier." And he went off into the jungle with his pair of scissors, ever handy, cutting all the most succulent, greenest leaves that he could find. And when his rucksack was full of this salad, he came back to the tiger. "You're going to need a bowl," he said to the tiger. "What?" says the tiger. "You're going to need a bowl for the salad," says the boy. "Look over there." And over there, why, there was half a melon that had been all hollowed out. Must have been a monkey. "That'll do," says the boy. So the tiger goes over to the half-melon rind and picks it up and brings it back, and the boy empties all the salad into the melon rind. "Now," says the boy, "you're going to need a plate." "What?" says the tiger. "You're going to need a plate," says the boy, "for your oranges." And he takes out of his rucksack the two oranges that his mum had put there and starts peeling them. "Look, how about that big flat leaf over there?" "And over there, why, there's a leaf that's kind of flat and could be something of a plate." The tiger looked very confused, but went over nonetheless and fetched that plate for the boy. "Right then," says the boy, taking the drink from out of the rucksack. "Now, you've got your drink, and you've got your salad, and you've got your oranges for dessert. Now, you're ready to eat me." And the tiger looks down at this very generous spread, and then he looks at the boy and he says, "I don't want to eat you now. You've been so kind. I think you're so nice. I couldn't possibly imagine eating you. Why don't we share this food together?" "All right then," says the boy. "Well, then we're going to need a bit more salad." And off into the jungle he goes, picking more salad. And when he comes back, why, him and the tiger, they have the most lovely meal together. You see, they both have some salad, and they share the drink, and they both get an orange for the dessert. And such a good time did they have together. It went on, and the conversation was all about what it's like to be a tiger, and then what it's like to be a boy, and then all the ways that those two things are actually quite similar, and then all the many ways that they're not. They talked and they talked and they talked and they talked until the sky started growing dark. "Oh," said the boy, sitting up straight, "my mum's going to be ever so worried if I'm not home before nightfall." "Right then," says the tiger. And the tiger throws the boy onto his back and they set off at a fast clip. All the way out of the jungle, all the way through the landscape, until at last they come back to the bottom of the boy's garden. Well, from that moment forth, the boy couldn't get enough of these scary creatures. He wanted to know all the scary creatures there were in the world, and Mum always told him where to find them. Until, when he grew up, and he was no longer a little boy, but rather he was a man, he went to the big city to find some work. And he found there all kinds of people. Some were kind, some were downright scary. But he found that if he treated them with the same kindness that he treated the tiger and the bear and all the other scary creatures he'd met, why, things would go especially well. You see, everybody likes a bit of kindness. Everybody likes a bit of kindness.